I'm Lisa Gunther with Canadian Cattlemen Magazine, and I'm here today with Kelly Sidorek, our depth of field columnist. And we're going to talk about her August column, which you'll find in the magazine and online. So Kelly, one thing you covered in that column was positive psychology. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, certainly, Lisa, with all the challenges that we seem to be encountering, and, you know, you could almost say if it's not one thing, it's another, but it is certainly, as we've mentioned before, coming down different things at us all the time, you know, with the drought that in some places is quite severe, the high input costs, the fires that people had to deal with earlier, you know, it just keeps striking me that that idea of positive psychology and can maybe be helpful for us. You know, I think we're unique maybe because of the challenges of trying to deal with Mother Nature, but maybe we're not as unique as I'd like to think. But Martin Seligman, the fellow who developed this field or put it together, he describes it as the study of positive emotions and the strengths that enable individuals and communities to thrive. I like that concept. And I think, you know, for us in our agricultural operations and communities, different things that help us thrive are certainly something that's needed. So he breaks it down into certain components, and there's an acronym for it, which is called PARMA. So the first one, the P, is positive emotion. E is the second one, engagement. R is positive relationships. M is having meaning or purpose. And A is accomplishment and achievements. So Seligman is suggesting that, you know, all those different components need to be coming together to help us to be in a more positive mindset. Of course, it's not always as simply as someone just saying, okay, Lisa, you know, snap out of it. Now you need to be in a totally positive mindset. But if you can keep thinking about those things, you know, trying to have more of the positive emotions, engagement, you know, so what are some things that you really like to do and connect with other people, which leads to the positive relationship ones. I think the part about meaning, you know, and the purpose about, you know, what are we in this business for? What are our operations striving for? And then, of course, A being the accomplishments and achievements, you know, to be certain that we are overcoming but at the end of the day, reaching some of our goals, maybe not all of them, but certainly some of them, I think is helpful.
Yeah. And you also write about keeping in mind what you have achieved and what you've already gone through, whether it's previous droughts or BSE.
I also came across an interesting thing the other day where it said to, you know, ask yourself what yourself from 5 years ago would feel about where you are today. And I think just about for all of us, you know, I mean, in 5 years, a lot has been accomplished. And that's a helpful reminder, too, that that we have accomplished a lot.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Kind of in that same vein, another writer you mentioned was Hal Elrod, who wrote The Miracle Morning. So tell us a little bit about his concepts.
Well, for one thing, he has a regular podcast that I like to listen to, and he has a lot of interesting guests. And The Miracle Morning is this one of his success strategies and maps out different things we can do to really start the day and bang. That we're really wired. So our paradigms are such that if good things happen, then we can feel good. But if bad things happen, we must feel bad. And for some reason, that really, really hit me because, you know, especially as we refer to in agriculture, there are things out of our control. And we need to be able to navigate through those without getting sucked into that negativity. I mean, I don't want to minimize the drought by any means, because it's severe and it causes major challenges in our operations. But just because we're experiencing drought doesn't mean we need to feel bad all the time. And I think I know I have a tendency to do that. You know, when bad things happen, you must feel bad. But if you just stop and say, well, maybe I don't have to, that's out of my control. And there's still a lot of other positive things going on as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's about, I mean, we can't control what the weather does. We can't control the economy. we can control how we respond.
For sure. And Stephen Covey talks a lot about that. And he's got the circle of it. So there's the control part, you know, that's the center part of the circle. What can you actually control? The next one is your circle of influence beyond that. So are there some things that you can use to mitigate or strategies, you know, be at the water with your cattle or whatever the case may be? And then the other one beyond that is the circle of concern, which, yes, it concerns me when I look at the weather every day to see if it's going to rain. But, you know, the control I have on that is minimal. And I think really focusing, as you said, focusing on what you can control, which includes your response to it, to the adversity, whatever it is.
Yes, those are great points. Anything else you want to add today, Kelly, or?
Well, you know, I mean, and you'll see it in the last line. I mean, you know, so far we have to remember that we've actually gotten through all of these challenges. And I find myself thinking a little bit more lately because of the situations to the 02, 03 drought that was very severe. For us, it would have been more severe than what we're going through now. But somehow, you know, you pull up those bootstraps and hopefully circle the wagon and your team members. And we do get through these tough times. And maybe trying to think of, you know, is there some messages in here that we can really learn from that we need to do differently in coming years? I mean, the water's a perfect example in our operation. You know, previous years when we've had ample amounts and all the sloughs and dugouts and potholes were full, it wasn't such a critical piece of management, but now it is, and we need to get intentional about developing some more water strategies in our grazing pastures, to be sure.
Well, thank you very much, Kelly. And yeah, those are great strategies to keep in mind as so many people are going through challenging times this year. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa. We'll talk soon.